This podcast is looking for good deals on great food, but sometimes we need to grab a bite late at night. What are some of your favorite late night happy hours in the KC Metro? Text us at 816-601-4777. That's 816-601-4777. Standard texting rates apply.
This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. We'll begin with a talk with a lawyer representing the Marion County Record. That's the Kansas newspaper that police raided Friday in a search that has sparked headlines and concerns nationwide. Media lawyer Bernie Rhodes agrees that police used Hitler tactics in raiding the Marion County Record on Friday. As you may recall, police seized computers, cell phones, and other materials during a search of the newspaper's offices and the home of an owner. That search is garnering national attention and mounting concerns about the power of police to undermine the work of journalists. Bernie Rhodes is with the Lathrop Law Firm in Kansas City, and he joins me now in studio. Bernie, always good to have you on the show. Welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
Bernie, by now, the news of what happened on Friday in Marion, Kansas has become an international story. But remind us, what is the Marion County Record, and what reason did law enforcement give for raiding the local newspaper?
The paper is the local paper in the county, and it's a little different than, you know, a lot of small-town newspapers. It's actually thriving. Its editor is a former journalism professor whose family owned the business. The editor moved back to Marion at the beginning of COVID to take care of his mother and said, well, I'm back here. I might as well get back in the business.
Wow.
They've got two full-time reporters, the editor, and you know, they do real journalism, the kind of stuff we used to see out of local newspapers.
Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody defended the department's decision to raid and seize records from the Record. The publisher and city council member, is what law enforcement did legal, Bernie? Did they have? They had a search warrant, after all.
They had a search warrant to look for a crime. It's not a crime to be a reporter. Sam Zeff is not a criminal. Nomina Giadine is not a criminal. You're not a criminal, Steve.
I'm glad to hear that, Bernie.
Only thing the police were doing was looking for evidence of reporting. The only thing the reporter did was what she was taught in Journalism 101, verify information she received. That's not a crime. So whatever he told the magistrate judge to get a search warrant can't be the truth.
What federal and state laws protect journalists from this kind of situation, Bernie?
Well, you buried the lead, Steve. It's the Constitution we start with. Not with federal or state law, but it's the Constitution. It's the First Amendment, of course, which protects the freedom of the speech. It's the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable searches and seizures. The key word here is unreasonable. Let's say my poodle bit the ankle of the letter carrier. President Biden cannot call in a B-2 bomber to bomb my house. That's unreasonable. Then there's the Federal Privacy Protection Act, which, despite its name, protects newsrooms against searches. That's a clear law. And there's Kansas law that protects journalists' confidential source and, in fact, any unpublished information. All of those were violated by this search.
We'll be right back.
Can we heal the environment? In Kansas, we're working on it. Up From Dust is a podcast about how humans reshaped the world to fit urban landscapes and agricultural needs. We'll meet the people who are rolling up their sleeves to find more sustainable ways forward. Listen to Up From Dust from KCUR, part of the NPR network.
So before any of the information illegally seized by the police is reviewed, the Record is entitled to a court hearing. Do I have that right?
We have demanded that the Marion Police Department not look at anything.
Do we know if that's happened?
Well, I do have some good news to report. My letter to the chief went out on Sunday evening. Monday morning, the KBI announced they were taking over the investigation.
Why is that good news?
That's good news because I have another piece of information. One of the phones they took has a tracker on it. We know where the phone is. It's not been examined yet, Steve.
So that's the good news.
That's the good news. So far, it appears that our demand that the hemorrhaging of damages to the client stop. They appear not to have looked at anything on the phones, not to have looked at anything on the computers. So while the First Amendment has already been grossly violated, they haven't taken the next step.
A Facebook post from the Marion, Kansas Police Department said that the Federal Privacy Protection Act doesn't apply here, Bernie. Why does Chief Cody say what he authorized was legal?
Because he thinks being a reporter is a crime. That's why. That's the only way he could justify thinking that a reporter who's simply doing her job is a criminal suspect. He's just wrong on what the law is.
Do you think there's just a misunderstanding here, perhaps, that a reporter looking on a public website was doing something nefarious because maybe the understanding was the reporter was looking in a way that wasn't legal when in fact it was?
I don't know what was in his mind. I do know that he knows that the local newspaper was investigating. He had a 24-year career as a Kansas City, Missouri police officer. He was making $115,000 a year. He left, and in June of this year, for $60,000, became the police chief. The newspaper had received confidential tips that there was a reason for why he took a job at half his pay. He knew that. The paper told him they were investigating him that. Isn't it convenient that he then decides to seize all of the newspaper's computers and phones that would have all the information on there about him?
What justification has law enforcement given for this raid, Bertie, and is that justification changing at all?
The only justification they've given is what's on their Facebook page, which is that they were looking at a criminal suspect. But again, you're a criminal suspect only if reporting is a crime. And in this country, it's not.
What sort of implication does all this have for freedom of the press?
It has a terrible implication because it suggests that every reporter is now going to be intimidated. Because who wants to have their entire operation shut down? It's an unreasonable search and seizure. It's not like they came in looking for one slip of paper on someone's desk. They effectively shut down the entire operation by seizing all of the computers, all of the network router. They even went to the publisher who lives with a 98-year-old mom's house, took her computer, which she used Alexa to watch TV. She's now dead, Steve.
In a letter to Chief Cody, you urge him to do what exactly here, Bernie?
I urged him to get the hell out of the way, to not look at anything. And effectively, he did the right thing, it appears, or somebody above him did the right thing by taking out of his hands. And now it's in the hands of the KBI.
Well, that's Bernie Rhodes. He represents the Marion County Record in the search and seizure of equipment down in Marion, Kansas, that took place on Friday. Bernie, thanks for coming in. Thanks for sharing your views. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Up to Date is produced by Zach Wilson, Reginald David, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Claudia Brancard. Our intern is Hallie Jackson. Our announcer and engineer is Paul Nakatura. The theme music is by the great Bobby Watson. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.
You listen to this podcast every day because it's your KC local reliable news source. You take us seriously. But you know, we like to get down and we want you to party with us. Join us at our annual benefit, Radioactive, on June 14th. NPR's All Things Considered host Ari Shapiro is the featured guest at this party, and it's gonna be bumping. You gotta be there. Sponsorship packages and ticket information are available at kcur.org/radioactive.